This is English for you. Hello, everybody. First, my guests from the American International School of Budapest, Katie. Hi. Balint, you're an honorary student there. And Diana. Hi. How are you doing?
Fine, thank you.
Fine. And my photographer students, Emesha. Hi. David.
Hi.
Victoria. Hi. This is the second time you've been here, right? Right. Okay. And this is, I would like to bring in the picture now. Nora, our special guest. She was a student at the Commerce and Catering College. And she used to work in a restaurant, but I don't want to say which restaurant, but she made us lots of things to eat. So it's now eating. And the first thing I'm going to show you is, what is your favorite dish? Let me start. Wiener Schnitzel. Wiener Schnitzel with potatoes and some parsley on top. And cucumber salad with sour cream and garlic. That's what I like. Katie?
My favorite dish is a Dutch traditional dish. It's chopped up cabbage mixed with mashed potatoes and wurst. And you cook it all in one pot. And you usually eat it in the wintertime. And it's really good.
Good. Next time, would you be so kind as to bring in some of it? You can cook it, can't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Balint?
Mine's pretty simple. I like hamburger. Hamburger with like cabbage, like uncooked cabbage.
It's coleslaw.
Yeah.
Yeah, and well cooked the hamburger on medium.
No. It's like maybe well cooked, but I like it anyways.
Yeah.
Bloodier
okay.
Anyways.
Thank you. Diana?
My favorite dish is lasagna al forno with like a melted cheese on top and a good sauce.
And what's the meat inside?
I think it's beef. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Beef? Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot. Emesha.
Well, I couldn't pick a favorite, but I really like this. It is called the punk potato. It's a special dish in a restaurant, and it's a jacket potatoes with yew cheese sauce in it and the melted cheese.
Yew
on the
cheese.
Top.
What's yew cheese in Hungarian?
You,
the same word.
Yeah.
You. Can't believe it. Maybe the Hungarian language and English have something to do with each other.
And
okay,
it's
you
delicious.
Cheese, good. Right, David.
Well, I really love Chinese food, so that's why one of my favorite dishes, Sichuanese sauce with rice and roasted and diced chicken.
Chicken inside. Okay, Victoria.
Mine is a special. It looks like a building of pancakes, and there are layers of them, and you have to fry one side only, and then you have to put a special mousse in between, and
you can put on top lots of things, cream and stuff. Good, right? I can imagine Wanda eating some sprites. Stew that is potato.
No, not really.
That's not
you
your cup.
You're no.
not your cup of tea.
No.
All right, good. I believe you have a couple of words here. Termény, Wanda and Matti and George. Termény, angol hold. English moon.
Yes.
No. Virágzik, üzlet. Tápláló emésztési zavar. Szétkapkodják az üzletben árut. So that's what
today.
Any ideas?
No. Nothing.
Good. We're going to come back to this point later on. Okay, good. I've got a couple of vegetables here. If you look here carefully, look at all those vegetables. Mm-hmm. Can you say which is the odd one out?
Apple.
Why is the apple?
Because it's a fruit.
It's a fruit. Do you know the English proverb? An apple a day
keeps the doctor away.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Now, I've altered this a little bit because I've got this garlic here. And my proverb is, a garlic a day keeps everyone away. Not just the doctor. Right. Okay. My photographer student, if you look at these vegetables, could you come out and choose one of which your name you don't know?
The English name,
obviously. Yeah. Right. Okay. Go back to your place and Emesha, would you turn to Diana or Katie or Valiant and ask...
Can you tell me his name, sir?
That's an eggplant.
Eggplant.
Eggplant or Katie?
Aubergine.
Aubergine. Eggplant is American English. Aubergine is British English. Good. Say eggplant.
Eggplant and
good.
Aubergine.
Aubergine. Sounds French, right?
Yeah.
What's the name of these?
Brussels sprouts.
Everybody, please. Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts.
In Hungarian?
Kadimbo.
Good. And you've got something very weird vegetable. What?
Yeah, it looks strange.
Broccoli.
Yes, what is it, Diana?
Broccoli.
Broccoli. Good. Now I want, you have these three things, and I want you and Mochi and Wanda, everybody, would you please come out and pick one vegetable, and I'm going to tell you later why. You two, come, choose one.
Surprise.
It's a surprise, isn't it? And then go back to your plate.
Only vegetable, or I can choose with fruit.
No, vegetable. Definitely vegetable.
Oh, this one, I hate this.
Yeah, okay. Good. Absolutely wonderful. Right, sit down, please. Would you lift your vegetable? Wait. If you have chosen the vegetable because you like this, lift it now, because you like the vegetable you've chosen.
Yeah.
Interesting. Would you put up your vegetable if you've chosen this because you don't like it? Right. Okay. Because now we are going to form a pop group. Now I'm going to be the lead singer, and my name is Victor Garlic. Is it a good name for a lead guitarist and a lead singer? Victor Garlic, okay? You are a singer, so what's your name? Katie? Pease, I would say. It's not a very good name. Katie Pease, congratulations for this name, right?
It's Balling Carrot.
So it's not really a carrot. I would call it a...
carrot.
Well,
I don't know.
It's a turnip.
Say it again, Katie.
A turnip.
Yes, Balling Turnip.
What? Okay, Balling Turnip.
And listen to the best name, okay?
Avocado Diana.
Diana Avocado. What a fantastic name. What have you got? Would you lift it?
Asparagus.
Asparagus. Jolt asparagus. Everybody please, asparagus.
Asparagus.
Yes, your turn.
No. Garfiofei, Mochi.
Mochi cauliflower. It's a nice name, isn't it? Would you lift it again? Cauliflower. Good. Emesha?
Emesha eggplant.
Emesha eggplant. Not a very good name. What have you
What's
got?
What's the name again?
Brussels sprouts.
Brussels sprouts. David Brussels sprouts.
David Brussels sprouts. It sounds good to me.
Sounds like the last name.
Yeah. And Vicky?
Vicky Broccoli.
Vicky Broccoli. And Wanda?
Artichoke.
Yes, Wanda Artichoke.
Or a microphone.
Yeah, that's the artichoke.
Artichoke.
Uh-huh. Wanda Artichoke. So which is the best name for a pop
singer? Diana Avocado.
Diana Avocado. So would you just point at the person you like best, the name? Well, KTP is the best. Yeah. No question about that.
Yes.
All right. Thank you. Now be happy with your vegetable. And oh, Nora, if I can turn to you, what are the most popular? Because you used to work in a vegetarian restaurant, right? Look at her. She used to work in a vegetarian restaurant. And what are the two or three most popular vegetables?
Most popular vegetables. Oh, let me think. We didn't sort vegetables just like vegetables.
Yes.
We sort the dishes.
Mm-hmm.
So I cannot tell most popular one.
But did you use for example leek? Did you use this?
Yes.
Okay. Fine. All right. Now we are going to travel to Kenya. Okay. And I've got a question for the international school students. We are going to meet a woman called Charity Wanjiku. And she has a farm back in Kenya. And she grows crops. The first question for you, what kind of crop or what kind of crops is she growing and how big is her farm? Clear?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, for my Fazeko student, what is special about her farming methods? What is very special, okay? Could we have the first bit, please?
On a half-acre farm in central Kenya, Charity Wanjiku is growing an unusual mix of crops. Commonplace maize, rubbing stalks with exotic French beans. But then again, her methods are not those of orthodox small-scale farmers.
In this small farm of mine, I use organic farming.
Right. So, what is she growing, Diana?
Exotic beans.
Exotic beans, French beans, and?
Maize.
Now again, maize is British English. What is American English for maize?
Corn.
Corn. So in American English it's corn, in British English it's maize and French beans. Now that was very difficult. How big is her farm?
Half acre.
You need this. Half acre. And an acre is about 4,000 square meters. So half an acre is approximately, very good, very good at mathematics, is approximately 2,000 square meters. Imagine this. As if it were her farm, it's 40 meters and 50 meters. That's her farm, not too big, right? What is special about her farming methods?
She uses something organic.
Yes, Vicky?
I don't know.
You couldn't catch that, Emesha?
No, I couldn't catch it.
Couldn't catch it. Organic farming. And I've got this here, okay. Organic farming. What is it like? Organic farming, if you've got an idea. Marty, have you got an idea, organic farming?
No chemicals.
No chemicals. That's
chemicals.
It. No chemicals. She uses fertilizers, but not chemical fertilizers, right? And not chemical pesticides to kill insects. She doesn't use any chemicals. Organic farming, okay? Good. Now we are going to listen to the second half of the interview. And the question is, what are the advantages of organic farming? Okay, the advantages. Yes, please.
Charity is part of a group of 35 farmers who since September 1998 have been practicing organic farming methods using no chemicals but only what Mother Nature supplies. In the past, her farm looked much like that of her neighbors who have not switched to organic methods. The difference now is obvious. Not only has the quality and quantity of Charity's crops improved, but she is making more money now.
Advantages? Advantages, Diana?
Quality and quantity has increased and more money.
You got everything. Brilliant. So, quality, quantity, and more money. What else would you need? I mean, that's just perfect, isn't it? Now, the next part. Why is organic farming booming? Boom, successful business, very successful business. So this is your question. Why is it booming, okay? And she's going to talk about a project. This is for my students. What is the next step in the project? A very weird and unusual step in Kenya. What is it?
The export market for fresh fruit and vegetables has always been lucrative for Kenyan farmers. Now, with European consumers demanding healthier and healthier food, the export market for organic crops is set to boom. But the farmers in this corner of Kenya have taken the project one step further. Instead of exporting all of their harvest, they've set up a factory called Farmers Own, where 18 workers process their crops into finished goods for local supermarket shelves.
Right. So why is it booming?
Because European customers, they want to get healthier and healthier food.
Yes.
And since if you don't use no chemicals, then it's going to be only healthier.
Right, good. So it's us here in Europe that we buy all those stuff, which is good. And what is the next step? Vicky, could you
catch that? They don't sell part of their products, but they make, they have a factory there and produce products for their own shops.
Absolutely wonderful. You've got a nice broccoli. Have you noticed that? Good.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Now, Nora, yeah, I've got a question for you. Did you, in your, in the restaurant where
yeah.
you work, did you check whether the vegetables were organic?
Yes, they were organic.
All of them?
No, because there are not too many people who produce organic vegetables in
right.
Hungary,
yeah.
so we couldn't buy.
Good, but anyway, you checked it, that's wonderful. And were organic vegetables a little bit more pricey than The other one with the same price?
More pricey.
Yeah. Okay, good. Thank you very much. Now, what, we're going back to Kenya again, and what nutritious snacks are mentioned? That's your task. What nutritious snacks? And your task, nutritious, that makes your body fit and healthy and helps you grow. Now that's not for you, Marty, because you have grown enough. Sorry about that. Okay, so nutritious. Okay, and your question is, what are they producing for the local market? Okay, shall we have the next bit, please?
The factory makes a variety of snacks that are packed with healthy and nutritious ingredients like macadamia nut and soya beans. With an eye on a changing local market, they're also producing an assortment of jams, chutneys, honey, and herbal drinks like hibiscus cool.
Now this is going to be a nice bit of the show. Could you catch what? Yeah, Diana?
It's the macadamia bean.
Macadamia?
Nuts.
Right, I've got some macadamia nuts here. That's wonderful. And I think maybe hibiscus, that was your bit.
Yeah, okay. And soya beans too.
Soya beans. Sure. Would you like to taste macadamia? Have you ever tasted macadamia?
No.
Thank you. I'm fine, thanks.
Okay. I hope you're going to appreciate it because it was hellishly expensive. Right.
Good.
It's nuts, macadamia nuts. Uh-huh. Okay. Would you hold it and you can eat it?
Yep.
Right? Thank you very much. Great. Macadamia nuts, and for the local market, it's not just eating, you know, you should listen to me a little bit if you can. David?
Jam, honey, and...
Chutneys. I've got this on this piece of paper. Chutney, okay? And Nora, I believe you made some chutney for us.
Yes.
So what is chutney? First, don't say it. Just would you go and serve the chutney? If you know what chutney is, would you put up your hand? Wanda knows it. No, you don't know. Katie, do you know it? Okay, Katie, what is chutney?
They take fruits and they make a preserve out of it. Like mango, you can have mango chutney. And, yeah. So you can serve it with meat.
Yes. So it's basically, it's made from fruit, like mango, or this chutney is pear chutney. Yeah. And it's a little bit hot. Be careful, because they put some hot seeds into it. And they eat it with either meat or cheese. Katie, you don't really like it.
It's really good.
No, it is.
I like it.
It's okay, and you eat it?
Yeah, it's spicy too, is it?
Yeah, it is.
So you like it, that's chutney. And it's basically an Indian food. Yeah. So if you go to an Indian restaurant, you eat it. Right. Okay. And shall I come back to you? Amesha or David, for the local market they produce
honey
chutney
jam.
Hibiscus.
And hibiscus drink. Now what is, and this is a question for all of you, what is hibiscus drink good for? Shall we have the next please?
Hibiscus is a flower which is normally grown by farmers in Meru, and it's normally dried and ground. And it's used just like we use tea or coffee. Now it's recommended because it eases indigestion and it eases stress. It's very healthy. So unlike things like tea or coffee, it's much, much healthier.
So first of all, what is hibiscus? If you could catch that, put up your hand. Vicky.
It eases indigestion and stress. And very healthy.
It eases indigestion. I've got this card here, indigestion. So if there's a pain in your stomach because you have eaten too much, it eases indigestion. Okay, the next bit, and I want everybody to listen to this. What are Western customers doing in shops?
For now, organic farming seems like a win-win proposition for East Africa's farmers. Apart from boosting their crop production, they can also turn that increase into big profits by growing exotic, unusual, but above all chemical-free crops that Western consumers are snapping up just as fast as they're being produced.
So what are Western customers doing?
Snack up this product.
Snack?
Products,
yes.
Snack.
Up, snack.
Snack? Snack.
Snack. Say it, Katie.
They're snapping them up, so they're buying them very rapidly.
Snapping up food, buying them very, very rapidly. Yes, you have that word in Hungarian. So they're snapping up organic vegetables. Okay. By the way, have you ever considered becoming a vegetarian?
Yes.
Put up your hand if you have ever considered that. Katie and Nora. Katie, are you a vegetarian?
I'd like to be.
Why?
Because I've seen like what they've done, what they do to animals too, before they get butchered, and it's not really a very pretty sight.
But they do the same thing to corns and cauliflower.
These are living things. They have organs and they have lives. And plants just.
So are you very serious about that?
Yeah.
So, I think you've made some wonderful dish, and here we have it.
Yeah.
And. Your task is going to be to taste it. I mean, you can put down the things you have somewhere on the floor. And your job is to try and find out what the ingredients are, okay? So what kind of vegetables do you think there are? Let me help you. Nora, you can help me a little.
Yeah.
And for the Hungarian guest. Right? And after the show, Maki and Wanda and Rod, I believe we have some more, so we are going to eat. I prepared, but still I haven't got anything to eat. But after the show, I'm going to eat. No question about that. Okay. It's not just eating again. Does anybody know the name for this dish? It's got a special name.
Salad.
No, it's not salad. Nora, what is it?
It's Mexican tofu.
Tofu. T-O-F-U. Tofu. What is tofu, Nora?
Tofu, it is made from soybean. First, we make milk from the soybean, and from this milk, we make tofu at the same way as we make cottage cheese from milk.
Why is soya so healthy? Does anybody know why soya is so healthy? It produces oil, and there's a lot of protein in soya. Okay? You like this food?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Nora, would you come here? Because you are going to tell our guests and the viewers the recipe for a tofu. So if you like this dish and if you consider becoming a vegetarian, that's the perfect time to try and learn how to make a tofu dish. Okay, so Nora, over to you.
So first, from the condensed vegetable soup, we make a vegetable soup.
Okay.
We put the, and with the chilies. And then we put the tofu in it and simmer for a little bit. And then in the oil, we fry the tofu. Then we remove it from the pan and keep it warm. After that, we add the vegetables to the oil, and we fry it. And we give 1 deciliter of the soup to this mixture. And then we boil it for a while, and then we add the tofu and we serve.
Yes, Nora, how long does it take to make this dish, approximately?
Approximately 40 minutes.
40 minutes. Yeah. Is it very expensive? I mean, you need to buy a lot of stuff, lots of vegetables.
Well,
and things.
I spent about 1,600 forints for that.
And we are going to eat up everything now? Wow. But we have some quantity outside, so
yeah.
Take heart, because we're going to eat something later, okay?
Yeah.
Thank you very much, Nora. Is it delicious? Say something.
It's really, really good. I'm about to finish this.
Yeah. If I were you, I would say thank you, Nora, or something,
thank
right?
You.
That would be nice. Right. Okay. The words, now this is not just eating, you know, we are learning something. So we are going to have the words, and are you ready to say the words?
Yes.
Okay. Terme.
Crop.
Wonderful. Angolhol.
Acre.
You remember the data? How big is an acre? 4,000 square meters.
Oh,
4,000 square meters. Okay. Virágzik üzlet.
Boom.
Boom. Booming. and we have taplalo.
Nutritious.
Macadamia nuts are very, very nutritious. MS dish is over.
Maybe indigestion.
Indigestion or indigestion.
Yes, yes. Good.
And we have...
Snap up.
See you next week.
Snap up.
See you.
Thank
see you.
You
next week.
Okay,
thank you.
Barát. Titkok, veszélyek és árulások közepette. Csak egymásban bízva. Hihetetlen kalandokat él át a 2000 évvel ezelőtti Rómában. Ókori kalandok. Az M2 HD sorozata ma 19 óra 30 perckor az M2-n. Hatalmas birodalmak felett őrködtek. De a mindennapi életben is megvolt a szerepük. Egyiptomiak, görögök, rómaiak, maják, inkák és kelták milliói imádkoztak értük. Mégis homályba vesztek. Ismerje meg az eltűnt vallásokat, melyek kitörölhetetlen nyomot hagytak a világban. Elveszett istenek. A lélegzetelállító új HD sorozat ma 20 órakor az M2-n.